This call is being recorded.
You now are feeling this energy as it moves through you, in you, and through all beings. All are feeling this light, this energy now. Visualize this, experience this. Know that this is the precursor, this is the beginnings of all that is yet coming. But as you are working with this energy now, know it is real. It is as real as your physical body feels real to you. It is an energy that is manifesting more and more, a light that is manifesting. And you, each one of you, are the ones that are creating this light and this energy. You are the ones that are leading to the great event. Know this as you are visualizing this energy moving across the planet into all beings, all living beings, everywhere. All feeling this light and this energy at once. As it moves through, some are feeling this energy and experiencing it as a oneness, as a blissful expression of consciousness. Others are unsure of what this is. They know it is something different. They cannot quite understand what it is. And then others are floored by this energy, literally floored. Or they cannot handle it. It is too much light. It is too much love. They are not in the vibration of this yet. So all will experience this in their own way. I want you to just for a moment visualize what this new energy, this pulse of energy, this event, this changeover will bring about to the entire planet. See it now as it transforms the planet little by little and all at once at the same time. See people changing. See animals changing. Even the plants themselves growing more fully, more vibrantly. Colors of all of the plants and the trees and the grass taking on a new vibrant color. Working within the same hues, but bringing a different intensity. That all those that look at these new colors realize that they are in a new world, in a new understanding. See now across the planet, as everything begins to shift and change, this new understanding, with this new higher level of consciousness and frequency that has taken over the planet. What that would bring about. See your financial system changed. See all of the ones that had created all the havoc up until now. See them leaving the planet en masse. See the many ships all of a sudden appearing in the skies, both in the daylight and the night skies. Whereas before they appeared as stars or as lights in the sky, now they are as ships of many different sizes and colors and shapes. Now you can see them because the veil has dropped. The personal veil and the outward veil as well. The external, one that belonged to the 3D illusion, but now the 3D illusion is gone. All of the programming that went with it is gone. See now all of the changes that would result from this. We'll leave it up to you to see what these changes would be. Know that as you are visualizing these changes, that you are creating those very changes coming into the world, into the new golden age. Your world within the fifth dimension will come about as a result of all of those thoughts and visualizations you have had and will continue to have. As you continue to create the world you wish to have. Allow yourselves now to begin to drift back from wherever you find yourselves, back to the pillar of light. Come back down the pillar of light towards your physical body. Merge with your physical body, and as you do so, bring that energy, that blissful feeling that you had, even momentarily, bring it back in with you to anchor in your physical expression within your body. Know that each time you do this, both as an individual and as a group, you bring about shifts, not only in your consciousness, but in the collective consciousness of man. Allow yourselves now to come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Ashtar, and I bring you great greetings and great tidings. For so many things are shifting and changing. Not in the future, not in the days to come, but in the perfect now that you are in. Because you are in now. There is nothing that is keeping you from continuing to have that perfect expression within you as you continue moving along through this transition. And yes, you are in the transition now. You are moving through the ascension process, and everything is exactly as it needs to be, and you are in the exact right place that you need to be. Because you are in a position bring about all that you came to do. All of you came here. All of you volunteered, as you have heard many times in the clarion call. Many of you came in the ships. Even within the ships of the Ashtar Command, many of you are commanders within the Ashtar Command. The other aspects of you that you will be reuniting with when those moments come, when the frequency has risen. So all is exactly as it needs to be and all is being orchestrated. Do not forget that even for a moment. As you continue to deal with various aches and pains and symptoms that arise, as these frequencies continue to rise, and in your heavier, dense 3D body, it is difficult to move in these higher vibrations. Just as if you were to suddenly appear on one of our ships in your 3D body, you would be feeling such a weighted down in these higher vibrations, you would not be able to withstand it. There needs to be a acclimating process that occurs to be able to move into these vibrations, into these higher vibrations. Even when we ourselves would come down and visit with you, we need to lower our vibrations, which we are not apt to do very often. And when you have risen to the higher vibrations, you will understand why. Many of you will feel like you have fought through all of this. And once you arrive at that destination of the higher vibration in the fifth dimension and beyond, you would think, why would I want to come back?
Yeah.
But you have also heard from Sananda especially, that many of you will come back. Many of you will return to help those that are still struggling behind. Because many of them cannot help it but struggle. They do not know what you know. They do not yet remember what you are beginning to remember. My dear friends, you are beginning to remember, all of you. Open yourselves up to all that is there for you. Open yourselves up to the veil within you dropping rapidly. And the more you become aware of that veil dropping, the more it will drop. But you must trust. You must believe. Heard from one of our dear brothers not too long ago. I will mention his name, Moses. We spoke of the marching orders. You have been given your marching orders. Yes, that is true, but not orders. We do not give orders. We give suggestions. We give requests. We ask that you be ready now. We ask that you be ready to move ahead, to move along within your own personal consciousness, but also to be ready to assist others. This is your calling. This is your mission, many of you. Many of you have already heard that call, have awakened to that call, and have already begun to awaken others as much as you can. So I tell you, now is the time. Do all that you can to assist others, to help others to awaken. At whatever level that they are at, just as when you first awakened, you had no idea of much of this that we speak of now. That now you hear these things and you have heard them many times before, but that is purposeful on our part that we repeat things over and over and over, because it is difficult to get through that veil that is there for you still. All of the programming that you have had to deal with. But we do our part to pierce this programming, to pierce the veil. But it is now up to you to continue to let that veil drop. That you are ready for the next steps as they are given to you. Those next steps are what you might call right around the corner. So close that you can reach out and touch them. We are so close to you now that we can whisper in your ears. If you're quiet enough, you will hear us. I am Ashtar. I love you deeply, more than you can all understand at this point. Continue now to trust in each other, in yourselves. Know that the truth will very soon be revealed in many aspects. Padme Om, Om Mani Padme Om, Om Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
Wonderful to speak with you in this way. We always so do enjoy these times that we can kind of let go, let our hair down, you might say. Although, if you've seen pictures of us, the one who serves, you see we don't have any hair. But you know, that is not true. That is a crazy picture that you have of us. That is not the real depiction of us whatsoever. Of us, of me, of whatever here. You will see when the time comes and you will say, oh my God, you're the one who serves? No way! That cannot be. You cannot be looking like this. But we do. Anyway, all kidding aside, what question? We do not have message for you. Ashtar gave wonderful message here, and frankly, we just do not have anything else to say here. So what questions would you have here for us here?
This is Cheryl. I wanted to read a question from David. So David writes, this is regarding a rather disturbing dream I had recently. In it, I was standing on the English coast. I'm from the UK. And the whole sky was covered in small, different colored, oblong shapes. New was a representation of millions of craft circling the earth. And I was smiling and happy knowing they were there. Suddenly, a huge robot about 150 to 200 feet tall rose out of the sea. It came on shore, and it started to crush all the houses and buildings. Then another rose up and turned out to the sea, and I knew it was heading towards America to do the same thing there. This caused me to wake up, and I was very unsettled for a long time. But what I remember most vividly about the robots was that they were orange. Could you show some light on this dream, please? Because it made me think that perhaps some of the races circling the earth may not have our best things at heart. And why the orange?
Yes, first of all, we would say here, when one has a dream and they will have some kind of an analytical understanding of it, it is best to ask it directly themselves. That is number one. But in this process, doing it from you call third person type of aspect here, we will answer it as best we can here for the masses. Not so much for the one who has had this dream directly, but for the masses. And to understand what is occurring here, you were correct in that this was a depiction of the many, many ships that are there and coming and going to be here quite soon, we would say here now. And but for the giant robot that arose and started smashing everything, this is indicative of the smashing of the 3D illusion, the smashing of the old ways, the old paradigm here, the old programming, the the ending of the old and the bringing on the new, and the depiction of the orange color and what that represents. And what does the orange color represent? In this particular aspect, it represents the second chakra, which is a pleasure center, you might say, in many respects. And the idea that after the smashing of the old, of the buildings in this particular dream, and the smashing of the old programming and everything, there will be great pleasure that will come as a result of this, following this, you see. You are going to move through this expression, move through this this changeover that is going to occur. It is already occurring, and you are going to continue to experience these changes as they go, both within you and outside of you as well. So all of the old programming that you have had within you is being smashed away, you see. This is what this is depicting, not only for this one who is asking, but for all who have an understanding of the many changes that are happening within you and will continue to happen with it as the old is washed or smashed away here. Okay? Other questions here?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
How is karma affecting us now, and how will it proceed to be affecting us into the ascension?
Very good question. Karma, as you know it, is not quite what you have become to understand. Yes, it is the consequence and everything that happens, what goes around comes around, all of these types of things, this is true. But the karma, as you understand it, is not continuing now for you in terms of past life expressions. Most of you, not all, but most of you have moved through the old karma that you have brought forth here. You have moved through, you're no longer dealing with the old karma, the old consequences to your actions. You are only dealing with this in terms of new consequences to your actions now. And also understand that everything that is occurring now is happening so much faster. It is manifesting so much as the veil continues to drop. As the veil continues to drop, you will have closer to instant manifestation. Not yet. You are not ready for that yet. Probably many of you understand why that could not be, but and you still have somewhat of a buffer zone, but that is also lessening and lessening as well. So karma, as you know it, is not quite the same thing as you came to understand in your past lives now, and even up until certain portions of your current life here as well. It is changing, and it is not something to be concerned about. And certainly as you move into the higher vibrations, into the higher dimensional frequency, it will take on less and less importance, because the consequences to your actions will be different, because your actions will be different and your thoughts will be different. So therefore, you will not have the karmic understanding and sense as it has been in the past. Okay?
Thank you. Very good. Very good. Instant karma is going to get us, just like John Lennon said.
Could not understand that last comment.
Yeah, instant karma is going to get us, just like John Lennon said.
Yes, that is correct.
I have a question.
Yes.
This is Gail. Will we be moving into more of a tropical climate as we come into the holidays, like Christmas, or is that going to be another year out?
Here we go with the dates time, talking about Christmas. You are not in the point yet where you are going to experience the changeover, you might say, of your climate aspects here on the planet, where everything becomes much more temperate across the planet. That is not to say that there will not be seasons. You will still have seasons, but it will not be like it is now. You will not have your major thunderstorms and snowstorms and hail and lightning, and all of these types of things will be a thing of the past. You will not have this anymore. Your climate will become much more temperate across the entire planet, except for certain zones that will be available, and they will be there for people who want to experience those differences in climate and this, such as this. But there will not be the drastic changes or the drastic influences because there won't be the thought forms anymore that will be creating this. You see, you yourselves, your thoughts, the collective thoughts of mankind are what create the weather now, as well as some of the changes that result as part of the cabal and such. They still continue to have some effect here on these things. But it is largely your thought processes that create your climate. So once your thought processes have shifted into higher vibrational frequencies, your weather patterns will shift as well. It is all interrelated here. Okay?
Thank you.
Can still have your white Christmases. Just need to add that here. If you wish. Okay? Other questions here? Any other questions?
Yes, one who serves. I would like to know if you can shed your light on the event that happened this week in Antarctica with the ice shelf finally splitting. Can you give us any insight as to, you know, I think we're all kind of excited about it, insight as to what that signifies?
Yes, it mainly signifies that there are shifts and changings happening there. And if you noticed, this particular incident appeared across all of your media waves and everything. Even your, what you call your mass media had this as well, as the breaking off of this great glacier here. And this is to point out or to bring attention to this particular area of Antarctica, or rather to bring attention to Antarctica, where many people across the planet have no concern, no thinking whatsoever about this part of the planet. But this part of the planet is going to become very important in the very near future as these things are revealed more and more. So it's just meant to gather attention there in this area, okay?
Thank you.
Nothing more significant. It didn't open up a huge cave or anything of this nature. This has already happened, but it has been covered up here. Other questions here?
Hello, this is Myra, New York. Any updates in Montauk, Long Island?
Yes, so we're glad you have brought this up. We cannot bring it up unless somebody else has. And to understand what has occurred there and is continuing to occur there, you yourselves as a group had a great effect on this particular area. Much has occurred as a result of what you did there. Not that you can see directly the results of this, but we can see it from our point of view that so much has shifted as a result of this. Those that are there, those ones that are called the Chimera, have many of them did shift over at that time, some to the light, and some moving toward the light, not fully toward it, and others are still entrenched in the darkness there and will continue to be such, most likely. But there has been a shift that has occurred there, a consciousness shift, a frequency shift that has occurred, and it is largely as a result of what you did, as well as many other groups that have been working with this area, as well as working with the Sintamani stones that have been placed all around this particular area in Long Island. It is very important what is occurring there, because so much is shifting as a result of consciousness shifting there. Okay?
Thank you. Yes, awesome. Thank you.
Any other
Hi, questions? This is Lorelei. Can you hear me?
Very clear, loud and clear.
Oh, good, because I had to drop off. I wasn't being heard before. So I have a question. I'm really, really tired of fitting myself into 3D. And I'm wondering, how much personal power do we have to bop ourselves into the next dimension, like, quickly? What would we do to make this happen more quickly? Could we do it in a few days? Could we do it in a week or a month? What can we do, or what can I do to make that progress go more quickly?
Yes, this brings us back to our discussion of the previous week when we talked about the taking of heaven by storm here, or pushing the envelope too fast. Now, that is not to say that you cannot do it. You can. You can do anything you want here. It is your free will, your choice. But know that as you would do this, there will be, you will create consequences for yourself in terms of higher level ascension symptoms, you might say, Kundalini rising before it is ready within your central nervous system. Many of these things can occur as a result of this. Now, that is not to say, though, that it is not good to meditate. Certainly, it is wonderful to meditate each and every day. In fact, meditate 24 hours a day if you can, you see. Meditation does not need to be a cut-and-dried sit there with your legs crossed in the lotus position and putting your hands in a certain position and your fingers in the mudra. It does not need to be this at all, where you are sitting there for hours at a time, weeks, months, none of this. This is not for you, those of you from the Western culture here. It is for you, though, to anchor the light, to hold the light, to spread the light as you can, as the warriors that you are now. This is what you are here for. So if you are wanting to speed up the process, you might say, you can certainly do that. There are many avenues of expression that you can use. Crystals, doing yogic rites, doing certain kinds of meditations, working with your astral body, all of these things you can do, but we would say that it will probably not be an overnight affair here. You will probably need to work at it and work at it. But when we say this now, there is also the understanding that it is not going to be a long, involved process for those of you, because if it was, then where would the mass ascension come from? You see, you would be taking hundreds of years, lifetimes to go through in this respect. So you are receiving a great deal of help, and you are going to continue to receive a great deal of help from those of us, what you call the Ascended Masters, as well as from the many galactics that will be here, those of the Agarthans, all will be here to mentor to you. Some personally directly with you, others from afar, you might say, just as we are doing now in this respect. In some understandings, the mentors are already here for you, and we are those mentors. Just as you are practicing and preparing and training to become the mentors of the future here. Does this answer your question?
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Always remember, one more thing, always remember, when you work with the Kundalini energy, you are dealing with fire, literally. So keep that in mind here.
Okay, thank
you. Any further questions?
This is Scott. We had some discussion earlier on the Mandela effect. I didn't get a chance to chime in, but I wanted to ask you a question about that. That's something that happened to me this past week. I had gotten some information that there was going to be some sort of a timeline shift or an activation this past Wednesday, July 12th. And what happened to me is the website that I always monitor for the Schumann residence, I checked it Wednesday night at 11 p.m. I woke up in the middle of the night. I woke up exactly at 3 a.m. I was wide awake. I literally had to sit up in bed for an hour. I was so awake. I looked at the Schumann residence website, and something didn't look right to me. Something looked off. But I went back to bed. When I got up in the morning, I went back to the Schumann Resonance website, and it was where I left it at 11 p.m., but when I refreshed the webpage, instead of forwarding 9 hours, it forwarded 17 hours. So there were 8 hours there that appeared that I'm kind of confused as to what happened, and did I experience the Mandela effect, and was there a timeline shift? Can you speak about any of that?
Yes, you are experiencing the shifting within the dimensions here. As the dimensions continue to shift and move along, and all these timelines and all of this along with it, as the frequencies continue to increase, you are going to experience these times where it, at some points time stands still, almost literally, and at other times it speeds up or slows down, or it is so many different things that are happening now. It is almost like as if you are in a different universe at times. Many of you are feeling this way, like it is a surreal moment for you in some respects. And this is because of the veil dropping, the timeline shifting, and all of this, these things coming together at once, coming closer and closer to what has been called the zero point. You are moving to that point. And when you do, this will be the event, this will be the changeover, and all of these things will come back to your remembrance as to what is occurring. As far as the Schumann resonance goes, we would not say to put too much emphasis on this. This is an indicator only, and it is an indicator of shifts and changes that are happening with the energy of the earth and all of these, and the consciousness shift that is occurring here. So it is important in some respects, but not something that you want to watch what you might call religiously here. Be aware of it. Notice the shift as it happens. Notice a spike here and there. Yes, that is can be very interesting and entertaining, but do not put too much relevance on this until the actual shift occurs at the event, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Any further questions here?
I have another quick question. If you can briefly talk about the mummies that were underneath the Nazca lines, if you could touch on that.
What we can tell you on that, as we are forbidden at this point to say too much on this, because this will be revealed when it is the right moment, the right frequency for it to be revealed. There is much information here. There is much coming forward. It ties into many of the things that you have been hearing about Antarctica, about places in the Middle East, the various gateways and stargates and all of this that are going to be opening and already opening, as far as the energy ley lines. All of this is connected together with the pyramids. Everything is connected here. So to go into too much about this particular incident, this particular finding that has happened, we can only say that it is the beginning of many findings such as this. There are many more going to be coming forth. Many have been already found and held back, have been covered up. But that cover-up process is coming to an end very quickly here. You are going to see many different changes as a result of the truth coming forward in so many different ways. The truth will be revealed, and it is being revealed. And the more that you particularly have the eyes to see and ears to hear, you will become aware of it before the rest of the mankind becomes aware of it. But it is coming forward in so many ways. Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yes. We are going to release channel here now. Just to know, continue to know your place in all of this. You as the volunteers that came here. You as the light workers. You as now what you have been hearing more and more, the light workers turning into the light warriors. The ones who have gotten their marching orders, the ones who are prepared for action, those of you, you are the ones that are continuing this process. And do everything you can, just as Ashtar said, do everything you can in any respect to spread this light, to share this light with your fellow man in any way that you can, whenever the opportunity arises. Now is the time to do this more and more. Okay?
Okay.
Shanti, peace be with you.
Shanti.
Be the one.
Shanti. Bye-bye. Thank you.